At this time, I'd like to invite the children to come a little bit closer to the screens for their children's chat. Making promises is really easy. I promise to be kind. I promise to not lie. I promise to do my homework. I promise to eat all my fruits and vegetables. But keeping promises is a lot harder, isn't it? We really want to do a lot of the things that we promise to do, but it's hard for us to keep promises. Well, today, in the scripture stories that we are about to read, we read about God, who is the ultimate promise maker and promise keeper. God promises to be with us no matter how many times we break our promises to God. God promises to be with us and stay with us forever, and God keeps that promise to us. And there is another time that I want to talk about promises, and that is at baptism. I'm standing here at the baptismal font where so many of you were baptized. And we know that in our baptism, God makes promises to us. We become God's children. God forgives us of our sins. And no matter what we do or don't do, say or don't say, our whole life long, nothing can ever undo our baptism. Nothing can ever not make us God's children. But also in baptism, we make promises to one another. And sometimes we are so busy reading it in our hymnal, making those promises, that I wonder if sometimes we forget that we make promises to each other in baptism. And so when you were baptized, your parents made promises to help you grow in the Christian faith and life. They made that promise to you. And your church, your congregation made promises to you. They promised to support you and pray for you in your new life in Christ, which is your whole life long. And we make those promises to each other too. It's not just that people make them to us. We make them to others. And so I thought this might be a lovely way to remind us that God makes promises and always keeps them, and we make promises to each other. And although we find it hard to keep those promises, God will help us, God will forgive us when we don't, and God will help us to keep those promises. So I just want to lift up the promise that we make in baptism, where the pastor would say, "People of God, do you promise to support and pray for this person in the Christian faith and life?" And we all say we do. And I hope that we can grow more and more into keeping that promise our whole life long. Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for making promises. And thank you for keeping your promises. Thank you for the gift of baptism. Help us to keep the promises we have made to one another, to support and pray for each other. We love you, God. Amen.